We head first to Mali, where a man has been beheaded by an armed group near Timbuktu in the north. The Tuareg man abducted last Tuesday with five others was accused of giving information to French troops. A Malian security official has blamed Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb. The BBC's Alex Duval-Smith in Bamako explains what happened.
Villagers in Zouera found the man's head in a tent yesterday. His family later discovered his body. He hasn't been named. Four other Tuaregs who were abducted at the same time have been released. In Zouera, people say the abductors were Al-Qaeda. When they took the five men away a week ago, they told everyone in the market that they were tracking down informants. If confirmed as the work of Akim, the beheading is the first by the group in Mali.
One of the issues often discussed by people in Nairobi is innovation and whether their city is ready to be Africa's tech leader. To this end, the days of paying 3 cents for a ride on the popular public minibuses known as matatus are almost over. Olivia, university student, wants Nairobi to adopt more tech-savvy ways of paying for transport.
Now we pay using a card, which is a new system whereby we use a card called BeboPay. It's also beneficial for the people who are using the matatus. The conductors, they cannot increase the fare as they want because it's all about accountability and records. So in case they overcharge you, it's going to be recorded.
South Sudan has avoided a famine this year, but the outlook for next year doesn't look good. For security experts in the country have warned that unless action is taken to raise funds and distribute food and nutritional supplies before the end of the year, many more people will be at risk. The BBC's Anne Sawyer reports from neighbouring Nairobi.
Ongoing conflict has meant that farming activities have been affected, and the current situation is therefore much worse compared to a typical year. Areas that are not affected by conflict have boosted the availability of food. But still, there are more than 1.5 million people who are projected to be in crisis and emergency levels of food insecurity. That number will almost double early next year unless urgent measures are taken to preempt malnutrition and food insecurity.